Hey everybody, welcome to Journey Through the Generations. My name is Philip.
Hey guys, I'm Trisha.
And we are about a week out from, 7 or 8 days out from the conference.
Yeah, I knew it was going to come by fast,
yes,
and it did.
And we actually leave here pretty soon, but we're excited about going to Roots Tech. We're going to talk about some tips and tricks today to attend Roots Tech in person. So if you're not going in person, this may not apply to you, but listen anyway. You can use them for next year. But Roots Tech is coming up next week. It is February 29th through March 2nd at the Salt Palace Convention Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we're excited about going.
Oh, I'm super excited. We've been going to Roots Tech since 2019. And what we're going to talk about and the tips that we give today are things that we still plan on using ourselves when we're there.
Absolutely. So let's just start, you know, from the beginning. It may benefit you to just take a quick tour of the Salt Palace Convention Center. It'll be open so that you can take a look around. You can't go into the expo hall, but you can walk around, look at the classrooms or whatever, just to get a feel of what the place looks like
and just how big it is. Because
it is huge.
I'm sure if you've listened to any of our podcasts or any other podcast about Roots Tech, people say how big the Salt Palace is, and I heard that our first year, but I didn't think it was as big as it actually is.
Yeah, I was in Orlando I guess about a month or so ago for a conference, and the Orlando Convention Center is huge. It's the biggest one I've ever been in, and the Salt Palace Convention Center is not that big, but it's big enough that to where it will wear you out.
Yes.
So, and like most convention centers, it's big lengthwise, and then it goes up 3 or 4 levels.
Right.
So you definitely want to be prepared if you have the opportunity to do it. You know, go do it.
And you'll also, if you're there early enough, you can also go get your badge and everything early, and that way you don't have to try and rush and do it the first day of the conference.
Right, because it could be busy at the check-in place.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. So when the conference actually starts, it's really good to know that because of the weather, you never know what it's going to be like. It's going to be cool for sure. I haven't looked at the weather for next week yet, but it's definitely going to be cool nights. There's a chance, or cold nights.
Yes,
it's definitely a chance that, you know, it could be cold during the day. So you're going to need a, you know, a heavy jacket or a coat. And there's a coat check at the convention center, so you can go in, get a ticket, like most coat checks work. You get a ticket, they hang it up for you, and at the end of the day, you take your ticket, they'll give you your jacket, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, and that way you don't have to carry a jacket around, because, I mean, we're genealogists, family historians, we're going to have a bag and notes and notebooks, and we're going to have stuff. So one less thing for us to carry around is helpful.
Yep, and as you walk around, you're going to generate body heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that on is going to be uncomfortable, or you trying to carry it around in your arms along with your computer and notes and bags and food and all that good stuff. It's just not a good thing to do. So I highly recommend that you use the coat check.
Absolutely. I've used it and it's marvelous.
Yep, we use it every year. The next thing is, like we just mentioned, the convention center is large, and you should wear very comfortable shoes. No doubt about it.
Comfortable shoes, a pair of good socks.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're taking care of your feet, because they're what's going to get you all around the Salt Palace. And I can't stress enough that you will be doing a lot of walking.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you to go out and spend money on new shoes.
No.
Or whatever, but if you don't have comfortable shoes today, I would recommend that you go buy a pair as soon as possible.
Or at least some insoles.
Or something, you know, because it is a lot of walking. So if you're there for all 3 days and you're participating from you know, when it opens to when it closes every single day, I would just recommend that you wear some comfortable shoes. Whatever's comfortable for you.
Take care of your feet, because like we said, the Salt Palace is big, and you, I mean, the days are from, you know, anywhere from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. And then not to mention, you know, the Family Search Library is right down the street, so you may be walking down the street. So yes, please take care of your feet. Get some comfortable shoes, a good pair of socks, and make sure that you, your feet don't hurt, because that's the last thing you want in the middle of a conference, is to have, you know, your feet hurt or your back hurting because, you know, you've been doing so much walking.
Yeah, and then you have to sit down and not make it to a class that you really wanted to go to because your feet hurt or you're tired, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. You don't want to have to go through that. So, I would just recommend that you do that. But to that end, I think we would tell you to make sure you do take breaks.
Yes.
You want to be able to conserve your energy, mm-hmm. as much as you can. You know, there's plenty of places for you to sit, for you to rest. You can go to the expo hall. There's a bunch of tables in there where you can sit down. There's tables or chairs out in the lobby
area, and in front of most of the classrooms there's chairs and tables.
Yep. And you may even be able to find an empty classroom where you can just go and, you know, rest your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever that is for you,
yes,
I would recommend that you certainly do that. Take some breaks. And then in addition to that, hydrate.
Yes, because I'm not sure what the altitude in Utah is.
Yeah, I don't know,
but it's
either.
Higher than where I am, I know for sure.
Not too crazy,
no,
because
it's
it
not.
Doesn't bother me.
It doesn't.
But of course, if you go higher into the mountains, it's much higher, but it is higher than what we're used to.
I mean, I can tell that I'm not at home in my regular altitude. So, and again, you're doing all this walking, you're in a different environment, you're going to be around a lot of people. Make sure you stay hydrated, drink a lot of water, and make sure that you stay good throughout the conference.
Yeah, I'm planning to take my big water stainless steel water bottle. I think it's like, I don't know, 80 ounces or something crazy like that. It's pretty big, and I'm taking it with me to keep water in. It keeps water cold, which I love cold water. That's just my thing.
And some, the water is cold.
People like, you know, warm water or lukewarm or whatever, room temperature, but I like cold water, and so it keeps my water cold for a long time, and I drink out of it a lot. So I'm planning on taking that with me. Obviously, I'm checking it in my bag and at the airport, so it's not taking up much space. And I would recommend that you do that too. Or if you can't, you know, just make sure you get water from the booths there that's selling water, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. So,
right.
Yeah. Speaking of cold, we talked about this last year. If you watched our recap video, we talked about how crazy cold it was in the convention center.
Yes.
It was. So I would tell you this, under your big coat jacket, after you check it when you get there, I would recommend that you dress in a couple of layers so
yes.
that when you're walking around to your classes, you can take a layer off,
mm-hmm.
and you can add it back on when you get to the expo hall, because
it
is cold. So cold in there.
Yes, it was very cold. So I suggest layers as well. And you have to remember the time that we're going. It's February, end of February, early March. So technically, it's not quite spring yet. So just dress accordingly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they turn off the heat, and they turn off the hot water too, because
the water
in the restrooms are cold too. So,
well, I think they said something about the water comes down the mountain from the mountain peaks or something.
I don't know about all that, but if that's the case, they need to heat it up before it comes out that faucet, because I like washing my hands in at least warm water. But
I mean, I guess I'm used to cold water washing my hands.
I don't know. I don't like it. So, So if you're prone to having dry hands or ashy hands, or you know, if you know what that is, if you know, you know, is that you what know, the kids say?
That is too right.
I would tell you to. You might want to take a little travel size bottle of lotion or whatever else you may use to. Moisturize your hands.
Yeah.
So definitely do that. All right. Now let's talk about the conference, the reason why we're there. So I maybe talk about the classes. What are your recommendations for, you know, the classes?
As far as the classes, I think you should definitely go online or use the app. And look at the classes that are being offered, because they're already out there right now. You can go and look at the whole 3-day schedule. They have the times, the speakers' names, their bios, what their classes are about. All that information is on the website, or you can download the app on your phone or tablet as well. Then it has that same information on it. So I feel like you really, at this point, you know you're going. You should already be looking at the schedule, so you can have a tentative schedule of what you're going to be, what your schedule is going to be like, and the things that you know you want to see.
Yeah, and also look through there and take classes that that you feel like you need to take. But one of the things that we talk about a lot is if you're a beginner and you're just starting out in your family research, it would be best, I think, if you would take some sort of beginner class while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a one-on-one class about family search and
ancestry.
I think there's just a beginner, just how to research, mm-hmm. one-on-one class. So like Trisha mentioned, go through those classes. And on the left-hand side, when you're looking at the classes for each day, on the left-hand side, there's a filter. And you can filter to just the beginner classes. That doesn't mean that you only have to take beginner classes. You can take anything that you want. There, it's up to you. But if you want to find all the beginner classes, it's very easy to find them if you use that filter button on the class schedule website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also filter by day also.
Yes, that's right.
But also when you're looking at the classes in your schedule, I think it's a good idea for you to maybe think about taking a class that maybe is not something that you're researching. I always pick a class that doesn't have anything to do with my personal research. It's usually research in a different country or something like that, that I don't really know anything about. I always am able to get a couple of genealogy, family history gems out of those classes, things that I hadn't thought about, you know, techniques to think outside the box and things like that. Or if you've been researching for a good while, it doesn't hurt to take a beginner class, because you might learn something new, because there's new techniques out there now from when I started researching 12 years ago. So that's another thing that I always do.
And new technology, even though as I look through the classes, there's not a ton of technology type classes.
Not per se.
Yeah.
I mean, that are designed just for technology. No.
Yeah. There's some classes about AI,
yeah,
which I guess
really
can be
heavy
tech, but
AI.
There's usually classes like, how to start a podcast or using the photo scanners, mm-hmm. or whatever is the software
classes, yeah.
How to write a blog and, you know, things like that. There's those kinds
of
things.
Yeah, how to use social media, stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's just not a lot of that. So, just be prepared for that.
I will tell you, there are a lot of AI classes and DNA classes from what I could see when I went through the schedule.
Yeah, there's always a lot of DNA classes. That's never gonna not be the case, but with AI being what it is today, and the pace that it's moving, is moving at, and when we hear about something new every day on the news about AI, I'm glad to see that there's a lot, because I'm going to a lot of those classes, and I want to learn more about it, and hopefully be able to do a podcast or a YouTube video about how to use AI in family research. So if you're not attending Roots Tech, you know, I plan on doing that sometime in the near future. Mm-hmm. But I will be attending those classes. So
and while you are looking at the schedule and you're looking at all the classes that you want to attend, I think it's really important for you to schedule time at the Family Search Library, because we're all family historians. We do research. So I just think that if you're going to Salt Lake City in person, the Family Search Library is right down the street. It's literally two blocks from the Salt Palace. So make time to go to the Family Search Library. Yep. And you'll be able to use some of the techniques that maybe you have just learned in the first couple of days or the first day, and you can utilize them right there at the library where the people are there to help you.
Yep, it's really easy to get to. You can walk there from the convention center. In the past, they've had golf carts that hold, I think, like six people or something, that drives you all the way to the library, and drop you off and bring you back to the convention center. But you want to make sure that you ask them what their hours are. Mm-hmm. So you're not in the library late and you come out expecting a golf cart and they're not working. So just make sure that you ask what their hours are. But if you do have the need, I mean, we walk because it's an yeah. easy walk, but if you can't walk that or just need some help, you know, assistance, you can do that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, the library is great. There will be a lot of people in there, a lot of volunteers there, helping people navigate, find what they need, doing little tours or whatever the case may mm-hmm. be. Go and do some research, number one. But make sure you do yourself a research plan so you can use your time wisely.
Yes. So. And don't forget that the Family Search Library is not just for research. It's also for capturing and making sure that, you know, the memories that you have, whether it's pictures or VHS or slides, home movies, can be digitized as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick, because we haven't talked about that a lot in the content that we've put out about Roots Tech. Mm-hmm. At least we probably should have talked about it more.
We should have.
But there is a section of the library. I do not remember which floor it's on, so you have to ask someone. But it's a section of the library called Memory Lane. And it's Memory Lane, yes. Mm-hmm. Memory Lane. And you can take those things, like Trisha was saying, like old videos, VHS tapes, Super 8 tapes, reels, slides, photos, documents, all cassette that stuff, tapes. Cassette tapes, all that kind of stuff you can bring with you to the convention center, not the convention center, to the Family Search Library, and you can have them digitized. Now, you have to do it yourself. That you don't drop them off to someone and they do it for you. It's
self-service.
Yeah, you have to do it yourself. And so you do have to make an appointment to go. So
you can do online.
Yep, you can go online to familysearch.org. That's not right. FamilySearchLibrary.org. What is my deal? And you can set up a time for Memory Lane. We have our times already.
Yes.
So now you can go ahead and go since we. But I would do it quickly, because
they're gonna book up fast.
Yeah, it's gonna book fast, and we starting to see a lot of people, researching Roots Tech and listening to content and reading things. And so it's going to fill up fast. So I would do it now.
It's relatively new. So not a lot of people knew about it last year. Yep. They did it with the renovation that they did while they were closed during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the the equipment is very easy to use. There are volunteers there to walk you through what to do. I can speak for myself. If I can use the equipment, anybody can use the equipment. I was able to scan photos, and we got some VHS tapes digitized, and we just put them on, what's the little thing called? The little thing we put it on.
We just put it on a flash drive, or I've uploaded them to my Google Drive.
Right.
So that's the different ways for you to save your files. Just come prepared.
Right. Just make sure you have something with enough space on it for what you are doing. So, yes, you have a little over a week.
Yep. The tools, they have directions on how to use that stuff. So you shouldn't have a problem. But like Trisha said, there is somebody there that could help you figure it out if you needed that help. I tell you, it's such a neat thing to have. If you happen to have a family search, affiliate
center
in your area, they may have some tools there, but it won't be, as many or as big as the library. Yeah. So,
because when I say you can scan pictures, it's like a fast scanning.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Really fast. You can even put, the slides is as fast.
You can put like 25 pictures on it, and it scans them within like 2 minutes. So you can get through like scanning pictures in a really quick time.
Yep, and the
it's
slides
not like a flat. They do have a flatbed. Yeah, but this one is like a fast scanner.
And the slides, it's the same way. You put all the slides in the projector, just like you would if you are old enough to remember slide projectors. Mm-hmm. If you just put all the slides in a certain way, I don't remember which way, but a certain way, push the button, and it just automatically goes through each slide. You don't have to push anything to advance the slides.
It does it all.
It does it all, and it does it pretty quickly.
Yeah. And the photo thing does front and back. Mm-hmm. So if you have writing on the back, it'll scan that as well.
Yeah. The only thing that takes a long time is VHS tapes. So if you have VHS tapes, you want to make sure that you schedule enough time for you to do it, because you can't, with this equipment, you can't record the VHS tapes. You have to let the VHS tape play just like normal, and for it to capture the video.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time, last year, I think they had 3 or 4 VHS tapes. They had 2 slide projectors, 2 Super 8 films, reels, 2 audio cassette tape things, and the scanners. I don't remember how many they had.
They had 4 of the fast ones and 4 flatbeds.
Yep. So with, thousands of people being in Salt Lake City next week, you definitely want to make sure that you get some time. But yeah, I think it's in 2-hour increments,
right? 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of that. Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure we talked about that because we hadn't. All right. So let's make our way back to the convention center now. And as you know, we talk about the expo hall. In the convention center, it's where sponsors, it's where businesses, organizations, societies, education centers, all these things, they come together, and it's a way for you to go and visit all of these people, learn about them. And I would just recommend that you make time to go through and visit the people you want to visit. Take advantage of the ones that selling things, because they usually have a special.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just for the conference. Sometimes it extends a week or two. But be prepared to, take advantage of that. And the more that you do it, they'll keep coming back.
Right.
And we want to keep growing Roots Tech and people coming back. So go and sign up for that newsletter. Sign up for, whatever service you know, become a member of whatever. Do that through the and support the small businesses for real. So we're small business owners, and so support the small businesses that are there too.
And you also have to think about when you are doing your research throughout the year, the companies that you use, you know, the Roots Magic, the Billions Graves, the Ancestries, those things that you have been using on a regular basis and you have questions about, or something that you did didn't make sense, or this is the time for you to actually talk to someone in person. I know I have personally been able to go up to one of the DNA companies and pull my laptop out and pull up my actual results and say, hey, I got a question about this Santa Morgan, da 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 da. And they were able to walk me through exactly what my question was. And I don't think that I would have been able to, I mean, it would have taken a longer time if I had to chat with them online.
Yeah. And then also in the expo hall are going to be tables and food trucks, and where you can, you know, buy your lunch, buy some snacks, and tables for you to sit down and eat, or to mingle with old friends, new friends, all those kinds of things. There's plenty of tables, plenty of restrooms. What else?
Get your Roots Map, your Roots Tech merch.
Yep, they have a merch area. Take pictures. That Roots, the expo hall is going to be where you will see a lot of us, a lot of the content creators, the mm-hmm. people you see on social media and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. We spend a lot of time in the expo hall, of course, going to classes too, but you'll see a lot of us there too. And any of the keynote speakers that are doing meet and greets is going to happen in the expo hall as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the expo hall is like the hub. It's the center of everything. So
the conference.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about the expo hall and meeting people that you follow on social media and things like that, you know, that is a great segue to actually getting to network while you're there. You get to meet people that you follow on social media. You get to meet meet some of the presenters, the speakers. It's just a time for you to be able to really get into the genealogy, family history world. So take advantage of it and actually talk to people and tell your story and, you know, ask people about their research and things like that.
For sure. And really, and we've talked about this before too, is, because, you know, what we're doing, we're talking about, you know, dead people.
I mean, ancestors. That sounds,
you're talking about non-living people. And so, you know, it can be somber and sad, especially when you're talking about things like slavery and Holocaust and things like that. Those kind of atrocities, you talk about those things, it can be a downer.
True.
So we like to make it, like to have fun. And so, you know, have a little fun while you're there, you know, participate in the fun things that the expo hall people, boost, they'll have. Some people will have little games that you can play. Have fun, meet new people, and go out to dinner that night. The general sessions are fun. They're playing music and it's a good time. And so, yeah, have fun. Have a good time. Meet new people, like Trisha said, and it will be an enjoyable experience, and you'll want to come back. Mm-hmm. We want to see you back, of course.
Right. I mean, you would have spent a lot of money to get to Salt Lake City and be there for the 3 days. So, of course, we want you to be able to learn new techniques, take as many sessions as you can, go to the Family Search Library, get some research in. But ultimately, we want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy it. I mean, I always say family history, everybody thinks it's so boring and nobody wants to hear about it. But if you're having fun while you're doing it and you make it fun, then other people will see how much you enjoy it.
Yes, for sure. So go in and have a good time. And learn something. Mm-hmm. So you have anything else? We go through everything?
No, I think that's all.
All right, great. So if you're going to be at Roots Tech, Trisha and I, like we mentioned, we will be there. If you see us,
or if you recognize our voice,
yes, stop by and say hello.
We would love to see you.
Yep, I will be interviewing some attendees for a future podcast. I will be interviewing some folks for my podcast, Black Genealogy Corner. We're going to be doing all kinds of things, talking to sponsors and talking to people in the expo hall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do an expo hall tour video that's going to go up on YouTube, so be looking out for that. Yeah, so we would love to meet you and say hello and interview you if you want to.
Yes.
All of our social media information is down in the description box. We thank you so much for listening. Share with a friend, tell a family member, your genealogy buddies, your genealogy associations, your church members, the librarian, anybody else?
Whoever you talk to at Roots Tech.
Yes, tell them about us. So, all right, guys, we appreciate you for listening. We'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, guys. All
right, peace.